Accession number 27086, Reel 2.
It was a horrible time.
Yes. I wondered also, you know, going back to Poland, did you hear anything about the Warsaw Ghetto and the Ghetto Uprising? Did that come through?
I heard about it quite a lot, and that they were very brave, the people who were in the ghetto. And it's very difficult to talk about it.
Yes, it must have been very difficult for you sort of hearing these things in the war, mm-hmm. and wondering about your family.
Yes.
You said one of your sisters went to Siberia. She was taken to Siberia by the Russians.
She was taken to Siberia. She was a medical doctor. And they were put into a train, and there was only standing room in the train. And her husband went out to find some bread. And at the last moment, he just got some bread and jumped into the train. Awful times.
Did they survive the war?
Yes. And the little girl as well. The little girl who had the dog. She's a great friend of mine, that little girl.
I wondered what effect the death of General Sikorsky had. Can you remember that, when he was killed during the war, when he died?
I don't remember very well. Everybody thought that he was a wonderful man, and yes, but that's about all. I don't know very much about him.
How about General Anders and the army that he formed?
Oh, yes, the army.
Did you hear much about that in your work?
Yes, yes. Quite a lot.
Because I understand a lot of the people from Siberia joined that army, didn't
they? Oh, yes.
They did a lot of work during the war.
I think that my sister and her husband, by miracle, they were together. They were given some food. And I don't know how it was, but when and where it was. They were asked to sign some papers saying that they would take the Russian citizenship. And they didn't. They didn't sign. No. Old stories.
I can imagine that. You know, the perception of Russians would have not have been too friendly by the Poles at that time.
Yes.
Given the the historical circumstances.
Yes, they were not. They never were, really. Poland had very difficult neighbours. Germans, Austrians and Russians. All around Poland. And somehow it survived.
Yes. During the war, when we had this relationship, the British, the Americans and Stalin, you know, the big three.
And then what was the conference that they had, the three of them?
The Tehran, was it at Tehran? And Yalta? At
Yalta.
Yes. Did you get any news in of that? Did you have to have any work?
No.
In relating to that?
No. Nothing at all.
But I understand that that conference made a big difference to the fate of Poland after the war.
It was carved up. Yes. So they helped themselves as much as they could and let Poland cut up.
Yes.
I never went to Poland after the war. No, I wanted to remember it as it was.
You've never been back?
No. No, I don't want to go. No, I prefer to remember as it was, and it was very lovely, very comfortable. And I remember, I don't know why, grapes on the southern part of the house. They were very good. And lots of fruit trees and lovely grass and lovely... animals.
What was the feeling by Polish people like yourself and your husband towards the British government because of what happened, you know, with the deal at Yalta over Poland? Did you feel at all that they had not acted correctly?
No, there's not much resentment or anything like that, no.
How about the Warsaw uprising, not the ghetto, but when the Poles rose up in Warsaw? Did you get much information about that at the time, what was happening regarding the Russian advance and how the Russians...
I did not get much information, no.
Yeah.
I was only glad that my sister survived and her little boy.
Yes, and I wondered how you felt about the end of the war when Poland was going communist. You know, the communists were taking over.
Also, it was a great pity. But nobody, I didn't want to go back.
When did you hear about your family, the fate of your family in the war? You know, I imagine that the Holocaust must have, as you've explained with your sisters, what had happened to your parents and their land during the war?
My parents, fortunately, my mother died in her own bed. Now I can say it was fortunately. My father, I don't know what happened to him. He was a very good agronom. What do you say, agronom?
Yes, agronomist, sort of agricultural expert.
Yes.
Yes.
He was very good, and I know that he had to work for the Germans. And that's all I know.
But he didn't survive.
No, nobody. No, it was not possible.
What happened to your property in Poland?
It's still there, but I have no documents whatever. No documents at all. So I said, all right, finish with it. I can't do anything. People say, why don't you try? And there's apparently a special book about who has lost what. I didn't know the names, where the fields were. I just didn't know. So I just finished with it.
Do you know from the work you were doing how much was known about the Holocaust in Britain during the war? Do you think the government knew, the people knew what was happening to the Jewish people?
I'm sure they knew. But what they did to counteract, I don't know.
Did you ever hear of or meet the Polish Jewish man Jan Karski, who came...
Jankowski?
Karski, K-A-R-S-K-I, Karski.
Mm.
Yeah. I wondered if you ever met him during the war.
No.
So after the war, you settled in Britain, obviously.
Yes. I had friends here. And they were all very, very nice, the people I met here, extremely nice. One of the ladies I met, she was a school teacher. She said, she said, come and stay for the duration of the war. very extremely nice.
So you made good friends?
Yes, I made good friends, very good friends.
Did you meet with the Jewish community in London at all during the war? You know, did they help you at all?
I didn't know that they could help. I didn't know anybody. And somehow I survived.
And here you are at the age of 91.
Yes.
But I
and I'm still busy. I'm working.
Are you really? What are you doing?
What am I doing? Something. We have a company, and I am at the head of it. A very small one. I never wanted, when it was possible to get something, I wanted to buy a house for the company. I didn't want any papers. No shares, no nothing like that. And that's all.
Do you ever do your translating work? Is there ever a call for that?
Unfortunately, not a lot. Not at all. How do you like that picture behind you?
I think it's lovely, and I think it's Poland, isn't it?
It's Russia.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh.
And it came in a rolled-up paper, and somebody brought it and gave it to my husband.
Well, I think it's a lovely picture, but it could be Poland as well as Russia.
I went, I don't know whether I told you, I went here with my daughter, we went to the exhibition.
Yes. Yes, you did.
And it looked absolutely like Poland.
Yes. Yes, it must be rather sad for you, the loss of the Jewish life in Poland, do you find?
We were not very, my father or mother were not very religious.
No.
No, they believed more in helping young people who needed either a home or something, whatever.
Yes.
They were helping direct. That was.
Well, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your wartime experience. It really, you know, sounds a very unique experience, I think, and thank you very much.
Not at all. If I could be of any help, I'm very glad to do anything that's necessary. It would be helpful.
Thank you.